Wake Up with Nikki and DeMello. Nikki and DeMello. Thanks to the Mantra Forum. 97.3 Coast FM.
It's a very, very
weird world.
Did you know that there are some tourist attractions that it is technically illegal to photograph?
Yes, I believe there are a few not allowed to photograph.
Like if you visit Paris, say, and take a picture of the Eiffel Tower at night, technically it can't be shared. You can't put it on Facebook.
Oh, well, I'm illegal then.
Oh, there you go.
I've done that.
I've long suspected it. Apparently European public monuments are subject to copyright, and while the tower is out of copyright danger, the lights were only installed in 1985.
Oh,
and they're considered... considered an artistic work too.
Okay.
Amazing artwork on the Sistine Chapel. Michelangelo's
finest.
Yeah,
I knew that was illegal, but I have also taken photos.
Well, wow, I'm sorry, two for two.
There's signs everywhere saying you're not allowed to take photos. And you look around and the 1,000 people that are crammed into that room all have their phones out. And you know what? They're taking photos. I'm taking photos too. I'm not missing out. They're going to break
the law. People like you.
I'm going to break the law
people
too.
People like you that'll have the roof in pieces, peeled all over the floor.
What?
And the deal is, it's not just because apparently there's potentially issues with like flash photography.
The flash makes the paint.
But also, do you know that they started restoring the roof in the 80s and they got help from a Japanese TV network and they negotiated exclusive photographic rights. So that's
why they could help them.
Yeah, to pay for it. So that's why security will apparently stop you.
Okay.
But also, as of October, Chinese authorities issued a ban on tourists snapping pics with pandas.
Why? With a panda, I understand, but from a distance, can you not take a pic of a panda?
Well, you certainly can't take selfies, but can't take them because they don't want people getting too close to them because they're in danger. Imagine if we did that with crockets.
Yeah, well, no one would come to WA then.
No, that would ruin our entire tourist marketing plan.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Can you believe it's Tuesday?
No, I can't.
Okay, well, get over that and get into some entertainment.
Okay, I will. Thanks for that. The announcement of this year's Grammy Award nominees has been postponed until Friday this week.
Oh?
Due to President George H.W. Bush's memorial service in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. So the Grammy nominees were originally set to be revealed on Thursday. That will now be Friday. And in the world of film and TV, the Golden Globe nominees will be revealed on our Friday. So a big week of award nominees on the horizon.
Okay.
Now, Beyonce, Jay-Z and Ed Sheeran have brought down the house at the Global Citizen Festival in South Africa last weekend. Queen Bee and Ed performed perfect together for the first time ever live. Very nice. It was also the first time Queen Bee and Jay-Z have ever been in South Africa, or played in South Africa.
Nice.
So there you go. Taylor Swift's Reputation Stadium Tour has broken the record for the highest grossing US tour. The track grossed $360 million Australian and sold 2 million tickets domestically, overtaking the Rolling Stones' $332 million gross for their tour, a bigger bang in 2005.
Wow.
It's always good when you overtake the Rolling Stones, isn't it?
Always good when you get a bigger bang.
Yeah.
Bigger bang.
Okay. And finishing up with Bailey Luttrell, son of the Backstreet Boys, Brian Luttrell, has dropped his debut country single. This is called Don't Knock It. Before we even drowned in old thunder, mama's cooking after church. Maybe you won't like it. Hey, so girl, knock it to try it. Hey!
That's got something to it, doesn't it?
I love a bit of country. Let's put a smile on your face. Maybe just start a boy band, the Back Paddock Boys.
At first, I thought you were pointing at me, not me.
Do you want to start a boy band with him?
Okay, all right.
Back Paddock Boys coming at you.
Nikki and DeMello's Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That. Riddle Me This.
Time to see if we can give away a family preview pass to Disney's Ralph Breaks the Internet. It's out in cinemas Boxing Day, but we're going to preview at Reading Cinemas Mandurah, home of amazing value, Wednesday, December 12th.
How good's that? That's next Wednesday.
Michael in Rockingham, g'day.
Good morning.
Welcome to it.
Michael, to get your hands on this family pass to Ralph Breaks the Internet, are you going to solve my riddle, which is, What can you lose that will cause other people to lose theirs too?
I'm going to say temper.
Temper. Well, if you get angry, other people usually get angry at you, don't they? So that's correct. Congratulations.
That is good. Nice one.
Oh, fantastic.
Hey. That means family pass for Ralph Breaks the Internet heading your way. Nice work.
So do you have a few kids that are gonna love you for winning this?
I've got a little boy. Might be right up his alley.
Perfect. Excellent.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
All right, now that Movember is over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Decemberd is on.
Fantastic. So you just extend.
Yeah.
You just let it all grow out.
That's right. This is where your facial growth, if you're wondering, can help fight bowel cancer. not in a direct and literal way, obviously. But yeah.
Yeah.
Time's running out to post a letter to Santa. Did you know?
Yeah, because it won't make it to him in time.
Well, because he's got a lot of people he's got to reply to.
Yeah.
Aussies need to get to their mailboxes to the big fella by December 14 to give him time to reply.
Right, okay.
And it's, I think, Santa, North Pole, postcode 9999.
Okay.
Into an Australia Post box.
Pop it in there.
With a Christmas stamp.
So, kids, make sure you get writing for your letters to Santa quickly because you've got, what, 10 days?
10 days. And now Tucky's Lane, which is just alongside Spur, which is the restaurant with the bouncy castle near the bridge.
Here in Mandra.
Yeah. That's the spot for Laneway Markets on Saturday.
Okay.
Between 9 and 2 to help you, I guess, buy local in the lead up to Christmas.
Yeah, might be some nice little handmade gifts you could give out to on Christmas.
Just something to keep in mind. There's some controversy in the chocolate world.
There is a lot of controversy. Now it's close to Christmas, a common present, you know. If you don't know what to get someone, you just get them a big box of Cadbury roses, don't you?
Even if you just want to get in the mood, you know.
For Christmas.
For Christmas.
Right.
You start buying certain confection.
Yes, you start buying some Cadbury roses.
Really?
I don't know. You said it. Far out.
Okay,
so apparently.
There's changes.
They've changed a few things. Right. So, first of all, they've taken away the famous scrunchy wrappers. You know, they're always when you scrunch them.
I didn't get all the way through. We bought some recently. I noticed the I didn't notice the flavour changes.
No. But you
did notice
the wrappers.
It's weird because it's like you want the ones that you pull apart.
Yeah, the scrunchy wrappers. Well, they're gone apparently.
Yeah, that's a start. I was upset enough there, but they've changed flavours too.
They have. Gone are the gooey strawberry creams.
Oh, some of the best.
They're gone. Even peppermint creams. And
you know what? I've heard they've given it like a bit of a hipster makeover.
They have. This is what they're calling the hipster makeover. Are they introducing new flavours, including white raspberry?
In place of the strawberry cream?
In place of the strawberry cream. And then that includes white chocolate, of course, and freeze-dried raspberries. That's what I said.
You can't go mucking around with a classic.
I know.
Like that.
And then the peppermint cream is being replaced with the peppermint cream crunch. So crunchy version of the peppermint cream instead.
That's not why you buy roses.
I know.
People.
To be fair, I never eat any either of those flavours anyway. I just eat the fudge ones out and leave them for everyone else.
You're a fudge eater.
No, you are.